What is meant by the noun Americana? A word of caution. In English, the word Americana is not an adjective that means American. It is, in fact, a noun that refers to any kind of imagery, folklore, music, or artifacts that evoke a sense of nostalgia for America's roots. I'll give you some examples of how to use this word in a sentence, and I'll also help you to better understand the concept of Americana. How to use Americana in a sentence. Americana is a noun that seems more like an adjective because it's often used to qualify other words, as seen in these examples. The painting style is typical of Americana art. The farmhouse was influenced by classic Americana design. However, the word Americana can absolutely stand alone. For example, that baseball stadium is a real slice of Americana. Being there is like stepping back in time. Accessorize your porch with Americana, a vintage jug, an American flag, and rustic furniture. Because the word can mean so many different things and is a fairly nuanced concept, I'll break my explanation down into a few categories. The ideas and aesthetics of Americana, physical objects of Americana, Americana foods, and Americana music. Okay, let's talk about the ideas and aesthetics. The first one being agricultural life. The idea of the small family farm, especially around the turn of the century, is very Americana. Close your eyes and picture a farmer tilling the fields while his wife pits cherries in preparation to can them for the winter, while the children shuck corn on the porch. Very quaint and definitely Americana. County fairs also encompass the idea. They were a big part of old-fashioned agricultural life, and they're still popular today in rural communities. These fairs often have carnival games, rides, music, and 4-H competitions. They also tend to have contests to see which farmer can grow the biggest fruit or vegetable. The idea of the Wild West is another thing that's a very Americana concept. Americans like to think of themselves as rugged individualists, so it makes sense that there's a lot of nostalgia for the Wild West. Cowboys in Stetson hats, chaps, and bandanas ride their horses through the desert plains looking to lasso steer. Dirty, lawless towns where men play poker in saloons and drink whiskey. Real manly stuff like that. Very Americana. Also, the aesthetics of the 1950s. Some Americans nostalgically think of the 1950s as a simpler time, while others link this decade to widespread racism, sexism, and homophobia. No matter what your opinion is, things that were popular in the 1950s are often now considered Americana. Some examples include drive-in movie theaters, 50s diners, jukeboxes, and classic cars. Another thing that is pretty Americana is baseball. In the mid-1850s, Americans became obsessed with baseball, and this is when it earned its reputation as a national pastime. Today, the sport has become somewhat less popular than American football and basketball, but it still represents a certain time period in America that some people are still nostalgic for. Standing up during the seventh inning stretch to sing the song "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" is the quintessential American experience. Another Americana idea is Route 66 and the idea of the open road. Route 66 is arguably the most famous highway in a country that is known for its car culture. Built in 1926, it passed through Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. The famous song, "Get Your Kicks on Route 66," sums up how this highway symbolizes the freedom and adventure of the open road. Let's talk about physical objects of Americana. Some examples are American flags, or anything with an American flag on it, quilts, white picket fences, blue jeans, Harley-Davidson motorcycles, and cowboy hats, just to name a few. What are some classic Americana foods? I'll give you some examples. Apple pie, fried chicken, milkshakes, sliced bread, Thanksgiving turkey, and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Now let's talk about some musical genres that would be considered Americana. The first one is bluegrass. Bluegrass music originated in the Appalachia region of the United States around the 1940s. It usually involves instruments like the banjo, fiddle, mandolin, guitar, and harmonica. It's often fast-paced and upbeat. Another genre is rockabilly. Rockabilly music is a subgenre of rock and roll that was popularized in the 1950s by artists such as Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Buddy Holly, and Carl Perkins. The genre is a mix of rock and country music, as you can imagine by the name, which combines the words rock and hillbilly. And then, of course, there's country music. This one goes without saying. If you want a very Americana experience, just put on your cowboy hat, get in your pickup truck, and play some Toby Keith while you drive down a country road. And the last genre is the blues. This genre started in the Deep South around the 1860s. Early blues music often had lyrics relating to hardship, melancholy, and the plight of African American slaves. Blues musicians sing from the heart with a lot of emotion. Some notable musicians are Ma Rainey, Muddy Waters, and Ray Charles. Allora, siamo arrivati alla fine. E sono curiosa, hai mai sentito la parola americana in questo senso? Qual è il simbolo americano per eccellenza nella tua opinione? Cosa ne pensi di questo testo? Troppo facile? Troppo difficile? Quali sono le parole che non sapevi prima? Fammi sapere nei commenti. Ciao ciao!